Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Superhero Day.
It's a bird!
Shouldn't you be wearing a mask?
Mask.
It's a plane!
Superhero Day.
It's a superhero thing.
It's Superman.
Spider-Man.
On April 28th, National Superhero Day honors superheroes, both real and fictional.
So are you ready to get started?
Yeah.
All right, 8:39. Quick weather desk, please.
Good morning. It's going to be sunny today and comfortable temps in the lower 70s.
Shout out to everybody for texting in the keyword. You got qualified for our Stay Cool, Win Big HVAC system giveaway.
Nice.
All right, let's see here. 726 texted in. Stacy Drummond, John Reese from Seaford, Stephanie Sagai from Salisbury. Also, 727, still waiting back for your info. 245-953, 278, and everybody else for texting in. Don't forget, when you text in that keyword, you're going to get a message back saying text back in your info. So please make sure you do that, your first and last name and where you're from, so we can have all your info and get you qualified. All right. So, again, keep listening out for those keywords. Big HVAC giveaway.
I know. That's
Can't
huge.
Beat it.
It's huge.
On the way, we have some representatives in studio from the Delaware Diabetes Coalition. Mm-hmm. Got a big 5K coming up this weekend. Keep listening out for that. Also, we're streaming live up on Bill and Jessica Show TV on our Power TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. In the meantime, at 8:40, let's do this.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, I have a couple things. Jess, I know you have a couple things.
Yeah.
So you want to go first?
You want to go first or I go first?
You tell me, because I got some audio.
What's your vibe?
Well,
if you're ready with the audio.
I do have the audio.
Go for it.
This is coming from News Nation. Diddy rejected plea deal from the feds, prosecutors say.
Listen, Caitlin, let's start with you. What happened or what has happened in court today?
It was a pretty big day in court, Connell. We actually learned that Diddy was offered a plea deal in this case, which he rejected. Not really a surprise that when one was put on the table, he said no. He has vehemently maintained his innocence this entire time. I could not see a world where he would accept any kind of plea deal. So we heard that today. The other big takeaway from court, and we are in crunch time now, just less than 2 weeks before this is going to start and go to trial. The now infamous video of Diddy and Cassie in that hotel room where he is seen allegedly attacking her will be played in court for jurors. Now,
what?
Wait, didn't they say it got deleted or something?
They said that it wouldn't be played in the court.
Oh. Okay.
Kind of wild, right?
Now, the original video, the original surveillance doesn't exist anymore. So we have a copy that was obtained by CNN.
That's the key word.
Obtained by CNN, yes. And it was taken by a cell phone video. So you're going to have the person who took the video testifying in court and independent people there that are going to authenticate it. But the jury is going to see that. The other types of evidence that they're going to see is going to be video of these alleged freak-offs, these sex parties that Diddy had. And this is going to be an important thing about jury selection. One of the things that the defense wants to ask prospective jurors about is whether or not they are comfortable viewing this kind of content and whether they are comfortable with people having multiple sexual partners. Really, they don't want a prudish jury who off the bat is going to see this type of behavior, which they have always maintained was absolutely consensual on both sides, to look at that as reprehensible on their way in there. So those were the two really big takeaways today in court. Diddy was in that courthouse for, a little while. It wasn't a very long hearing. This is one of our last pre-trial hearings before jury selection begins.
Keyword, you're right, copy. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Also, this coming from News Nation as well. Front runners for the next Pope.
Oh.
Okay. The Pope had his funeral over the weekend.
Okay, yes.
Front runners, who will be the next Pope?
For more insight on today's memorial service and the next steps in the papal process, we are joined by Colm Flynn, Vatican correspondent with Catholic News Agency. Colm, it's good to see you again. Thanks for making the time.
Natasha, always great to see you, and good evening from the Eternal City.
As the services, as the remembrances are coming to a close, how will history and Catholics around the world remember Pope Francis?
You know what I thought was amazing, Natasha? Because remember, since the very beginning of his papacy in 2013, Pope Francis said he always wanted to be with the people on the peripheries and the poor. And there you had the incredible, stunning St. Peter's Square packed with around 250,000 people, the square and the streets around it, in the vicinity of the Vatican, people who have come for the funeral. You also had, of course, up near the very top on the left, you had the clergy in white, purple and red. And then on the right, all the delegates and the diplomats and the heads of state in black. So you had all the mighty and the powerful people there. And what did Pope Francis do at the very end? He didn't want to stay and be buried in the tomb under St. Peter's Basilica. He turned his back on the powerful and the mighty. He went to the Basilica of St. Mary Major, around 20 minutes away, and the last people he passed were the poor and the needy of Rome, who had gathered on the steps of that basilica to pay their last respects, each holding a white rose. He was brought in and he was laid to rest. It was a beautiful symbolic way for the world to say goodbye to Pope Francis.
That is fascinating. And so you were just talking about this. In one sentence, what message do you think Pope Francis was saying, being the first pontiff in decades to be buried outside of the Vatican? What is the significance of that choice in the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore?
I think 120 years is the last time someone was buried outside of the Vatican. He wanted to be close to the people and close to the poor, not within the walls of the Apostolic Palace. And his message was always, in one word, mercy.
That is something, right?
Thank you for sharing that. What is the next step now in the process of selecting the new pope?
Here we go.
Well, we have 9 days of mourning to let the dust settle on what has just happened, and people will reflect on the legacy. They'll look at the wonderful moments of Pope Francis's pontificate. They'll look at the more challenging moments as well, the moments of confusion for many Catholics. But then we're into the conclave, and I can tell you, Natasha, the incredible thing about living in Rome at the moment is that anyone wearing a red hat, walking around the streets, any cardinal is being flanked and crowded by journalists. In fact, there's one Spanish journalist who's getting into a little bit of trouble at the moment because she keeps running up to cardinals and asking them, do they want to be the next pope? But you know, there's a saying that those who really know are not talking and those who are talking don't really know. So I have to preface what I'm about to say, that it's the Holy Spirit who makes the ultimate decision. But there you go, on your screen, the top cardinals, who could be the next pope? And there are many different factors that play into this, but I'll give you the front runner at the moment. If you were going to walk into the bookies, it's the man on the left of your screen, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. He is the
Cardinal Pietro Parolin could be the next pope. There's also Cardinal Luis Tagle, Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, Cardinal Peter Erdo. I'm probably not pronouncing any of his names right, by the way. Let's see. Cardinal Reinhard Marx, Cardinal Mark Allette, and Cardinal Robert Serra. And Cardinal Robert Serra would be the first black pope.
Wow, we'll see.
So that could be something.
I know. I like it.
So we'll see. Conclave to choose a new pope starts next month. Just FYI.
And then we wait.
I mean, what if like I wanted to get in the running for that?
No, you'd never make it.
Why?
No.
Why?
Oh, we all know why. List of reasons.
No. No, but I mean, for real, like what if somebody wanted to get in? What if somebody wanted to get in? I guess you have to be a cardinal.
Yes.
With the red hat. Can I just go and wear a red hat?
Cardinals, who could be next?
Can I just go to Rome and walk around with one of them red hats?
Yeah, Bill. Try it.
see if the media swarms me.
They might. Oh my God.
Jess, what you got going on?
Oh wow. All right. So since we are on the topic of the Pope, Pope Francis was laid to rest after a mass was attended by over 250,000 mourners and over 130 world leaders following his death at the age of 88. Also, Something else that has been making the headlines is nearly 100 days into the second term of President Trump, he is facing overall disapproval from 55% of Americans. While his handling of immigration got mixed responses, the majority of those being polled disapprove of his focus on the tariff policies. The survey also highlights a deep divide based on race, gender, and political affiliation. Also, former New York Representative George Santos was sentenced to over 7 years in prison for federal wire fraud and identity theft as well. Prosecutors are describing him as a pathological liar, and they argued about his, pleading guilty to fraud-related charges, and then he faced lots of other consequences for misusing donor funds for personal experiences. Bill Belichick did an interview with CBS News show on Sunday morning to hype his new book. It's called The Art of Winning. He also talked about his father's advice and, of course, Tom Brady. But there was a few things that he would not talk about. So the interviewer asked how he met his girlfriend, who's 24 years old, and her name is Jordan Hudson. Well, she was sitting in the background, almost as if she was like Bill's PR consultant. Before he could even answer, Jordan said, "We're not talking about this, no." And she stepped in. Later on, the interviewer asked Bill about his playfully staged Instagram photos with Jordan because they show off a different side of him. And Bill looked confused. And then after an awkward pause, he says, "Yeah, so I'm on some of those social media platforms, but I honestly don't follow them at all." And he just wanted to completely skip the entire conversation. Yeah. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, they had a boys' weekend in Vegas with Justin Timberlake. So Travis and Jason Kelce, they were living it up in Las Vegas, and they had the music legend by their side. On Sunday, Justin Timberlake posted an Instagram video showing him hitting the golf course with Trav and Jason alongside Michael Phelps and Blake Griffin and others, where they all competed in the 2025 8 a.m. Golf Invitational in Sin City. In the video, Travis and JT and Jason are seen having fun on the course and are seen showing off their dance moves at one point. On Saturday night, the two brothers were living large at the casino with JT. The clip shows the group laughing and having a good time around the card table. Travis is seen wearing a black t-shirt and a beige cardigan sweater, a black cap and glasses. Jason was sporting a vest and a straw hat. JT was dressed to the nines with a black suit on and sunglasses as well. All the pictures are now trending online.
Here goes the audio from Bill Belichick.
Legendary football coach Bill Belichick is not known for his warm and friendly demeanor, so it may be no surprise that his recent sit-down with Tony DeCoppel for CBS Sunday Morning got a little awkward.
This is from CBS Chicago.
To his 24-year-old girlfriend, who was there during the sit-down.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. Uh-oh. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. Mm-mm. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Uh-oh.
Belichick will start his first season.
She said right away, not talking about this.
Not talking about this.
All she did, all he did was say, "How did they meet?" What's wrong?
He did not want them to get into their relationship.
They had the mermaid pick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like fishing and he caught the mermaid. They had a few photo shoots.
She said, not talking about this. All right.
Mm-mm. Pictures of them on the red carpet.
It's a Bill and Jessica show. We have some representatives coming in from the Delaware Diabetes Coalition, and we'll talk to them next after Tyler, the Creator. Good morning.